Okay, good morning. We are in Hilchos Tainis. So Taf Kuf Samech Bet. We are about to start with Tet. I just want to take a quick step back. Obviously, if we did a full sikkum of every halacha with Gemara and Rishonim, would be add some depth and occasionally be helpful for rare cases. But anyways. In particular here in Hilchos Tainis, I feel like we're missing something. So I'm just going to give a little bit more of an intro from the Garata part is basically Tainis Daf Yud Aleph, and the Halacha comes from Tainis Yud Bet. Now, we see from the Gemara in Tainis that sometimes it's a good thing to be with the Tainis. The majority of the Gemara is talking about Tainis. It also mentions about not being with one's wife. So there are times when we see from the Gemara, it's a very positive thing to be mishtatef, to join with other people in Klal Yisrael Sara. Like if there's even though you have food, but a famine, or a time of war, or any kind of a real Eitz Sara, then it would be appropriate and the correct thing to do. In general, in both issues, we're not so into that because we can't handle it. It'd be too difficult. So for the tzibur, it's not generally recommended either abstinence. But we do see that it's a good thing. We also see that it could be a good thing for an individual or a tzibur to be chozer b'tshuva, and it can also prevent somebody from getting a punishment or a magefa in this world or the next world. So the Gemara, there's a few different mandarim and statements. So just for the sake of brevity, I won't quote every mimer, but you see from a couple statements, there are nikra kadosh. A person who does fast is considered a kadosh. But then there's also a statement where a person is called a chote, a sinner. So which one is it? Reish Lakish writes, Ein talmid chacham rashai leishev b'tainit mipnei shemayit b'melechet shemayim. Talmud Chacham can't fast because then he can't do mitzvahs or learn Torah properly. So we touched upon this previously. So there's basically, it's obvious, two sides to the coin, and that's enough for that part. Now, why do you have to make a Kabbalah before a Tainis? So we also touched upon this. We see from the Gemara, we see from the Shulchan Aruch, but there's not really explanation behind it. So we mentioned the Rif writes, the Rif makes the Asmachta from a Pasuk that a person should kachu hayom, should prepare the yom ahead of time. Igros Moshe uses also the concept of a Kabbalah as your Makadesh, the yom for you or for the Tzibor, as a Tainis. I don't remember if he uses the expression, but it's similar to a Makadesh, the day for a Shabbos or a Yantiv. You're setting aside the day to be considered a tainus. Now the whole concept of Kabbalah Mistamba sounds like it's only a din d'rabbanan, and the Levush and the Kafachayim also point out that, and others, that when we're Taz, whatever, it's numerous places when we accept upon ourselves a tainus, we are to an extent minimizing our fat and our blood, per se, by not replenishing ourselves. And so it's similar to bringing a korban on some level.
Who says that?
Lavush, Kafachayim, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Taz. The idea is that, so that's the idea. And whenever you bring a korban, I mean, has a couple of ramifications for understanding what we're doing when we do a tainus, but also for the halacha of Kabbalah. Because whenever you bring a korban, so Chazal wanted to make it similar to a korban. So a korban, in order to bring an animal, you have to be makadesh it first. You have to do azmana on the animal too beforehand. And you can't just do it without thinking. You can't just bring an animal with no das whatsoever. You have to know who it's for, what it's for. So it's the same thing here. Before the fast starts, you have to do you have to do a Kabbalah, which is some kind of a, I want to call it hazmana, hektish, whatever it is. That's the idea. And we also mentioned the concept that when you accept upon yourself a fast, then it becomes something serious you take upon yourself, not just haphazard. Half the day went by, you weren't even hungry, and now you're fasting. So it's not nearly the same meaningful, and the whole concept also of mitzvah ve'osa is always considered generally a greater reward and more difficult than a person who's doing something voluntary. Now, we also mentioned that we have to do Kabbalah in Tfilas Mincha. So it's just interesting to point out the Gemara over there, that's in your Beis, I believe. So it's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel is what we paskin like, that's in the Shulchan Aruch. You have to accept it davka during tefillah. And you're not allowed to, you can't do it, it has to be mincha. It can't be before mincha. According to Rav, it could be any time during mincha. Some say even it shouldn't be during mincha because of hafsik. But according to Rav, it could be any time during mincha. I mean, the mincha time. That's the expression in the Gemara. It means any time in the afternoon. But even before you daven mincha. Shmuel, we learned, it has to be davka during Shemoneh Esrei. The Ramah points out, it could be Shmuel agrees by the Evid, and because of the Indian of Hefsek, so the Ramah comes up with better to do it after Shemoneh Esrei, before you take your three steps back. So you're still in the middle of tefillah, but you're not. It's not really a hefsek with the brachos. So that's the Ramah. But anyway, so it comes out, you need to do it during, some say even according to Rav, it doesn't dafka have to be right before mincha, it could even be in the morning. And it depends if you, could even be even earlier, the day before maybe. But certainly many say even in the morning he holds it's okay. But in Lechat Chila it should be mincha time. Okay. So anyways, that's Rav. But we paskin like Shmuel, so it's not really so much nogea, but why does Shmuel say it has to be dafka during tefillah? And according to the Shulchan Aruch and many Rishonim, if you say it before the tefillah semencha, Chazal said that's not a Kabbalah. They basically just said it, they didn't do anything. Even bedyevet, if you accept upon Kabbalah to do a fast, even if it's in the afternoon, if you do it before the tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei, then it doesn't work. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Shmuel. There are some Rishonim who say Bediyevid, it works. So, okay. There's a reason why it's interesting. The Bir Alach has an interesting case. I'll explain in a second. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah has an interesting case. So he also, and many point out that you can do the fast, the Kabbalah during Bein HaShemashos, because the whole concept's all Derabbanan. So you're allowed to still do the Kabbalah during Bein HaShemashos. The Mishnah Berurah says, what happens? And I think it's in the Bir Alacha, but whatever. Comes out, what happens if you're going to daven Mincha very late in the day? And by the time you're starting Mincha in Bein HaShemashos, or you start right before Shkia, and you're not going to be able to do the Kabbalah in Shemoneh Esrei until Bein HaShemashos. So for sure, that's the halacha. You could do it then. You could do the Kabbalah during Bein HaShemashos in the middle of Mincha. But Mishnah Berurah just points out, it's better if you do the Kabbalah twice. It sounds like more just of a chumrah. He has a little tzerachim, and then he says it's okay. But anyway, bottom line, it sounds like it's fine, but lechatchila, he writes, it'd be good if you take the Kabbalah twice. Because what it could be, it doesn't work during Bein HaShemashos, even though we say it does. But if it doesn't work during Bein HaShemashos, at least you're yotze, according to some of the Rishonim who say even Shmuel would be mekel bediyavid if he did it before Mincha. Anyways, I'm sure it doesn't come up too often, but okay. Now, why is it important to say, according to Shmuel, to have the Kabbalah during Shemoneh Esrei? So, because Shemoneh Esrei is a tefillah. And so when you're davening a tefillah, that's when it's appropriate. It's like we're doing a korban, we're trying to do tshuva, or some kind of bakasha, whatever the purpose of the tainus is, that we want it, and then we also, so it's part of tefillah, the tainus part, that's part of the purpose, and also we're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be successful with our tainus and not end up eating. So that's why, according to Shmuel, that's the takana, the way it was established, that it should be done b'dafka during Shemoneh Esrei. Now, why should it be samach? Why do we have to have, and we don't really see this in the Shulchan Aruch or Mishnah Berurah so much, but why do we need to have Kabbalah right before Mincha time, in Mincha, right before the Tainus starts? Because really, anytime you're makdish anything, the ideal time to do it is in the time when it's appropriate. Right? When do we do Kiddush Friday night? I mean, when do we do it? We do it Friday night once Shabbos starts. We don't do it on Thursday in advance, because there's always a zman for when it's appropriate to do it. So that's one idea. Also, perhaps I heard another idea is Chazal did us a favor. Because if you start accepting it too early, then you might have second thoughts, you might want to change your mind, you might forget by the time it starts. So it's just to do us a favor. I don't know. Okay? So we mentioned...
Set us up for success.
Exactly. You always want to set somebody up for success. Very good. Whether it's your kids, spouses, or employees, right? Correct. Anybody. Okay. Now, one other interesting thing. We learned you have to do the Kabbalah beforehand during the day. What happens if you do the Kabbalah at nighttime? You don't start fasting until the morning. But the halacha is clear. It doesn't work. Okay? It might work midin neder. If you do a Kabbalah, you have to fast anyway. But in order to say Aneinu...
Why would it be any different than the mechanism of Tainus Halayim? If someone's a Kabbal, the Tainus at night, there's still Menader that they have the Tainus, but it doesn't work in the capacity of what we're discussing here.
Right.
It's still Mekoyev.
Right. So if you accept it upon yourself at night, your chayav midin, your new neder, when you make a Kabbalah, I'll save a note for tomorrow, but it happens to be a whole discussion. When you make a Kabbalah, what exactly is that? Is it a neder deraisa, derabanan? What exactly are you doing? Because you didn't say harei alai, you didn't do konam alai, but we'll save that. But we do see, once you do a Kabbalah, you have to fulfill what you say. I don't mean midvar shekhar tirchak, whatever it is, or midarabanan, you have to, at the very least, you have to fulfill what you say. So,
unless you consider that a Kabbalah b'taos.
Right, exactly. Kabbalah b'taos is a Kabbalah b'taos, and you do not have to keep that. That we learned, exactly.
You get a loophole out.
If you make a Kabbalah in order to, only the purpose is to fulfill a neder, now it's not going to work, so then you're right. Some say you don't have to do it again. You don't have to keep that, because it was Kabbalah.
It was Thursday, really. It was Wednesday.
Exactly. Any b'taos.
Any of the exactly.
Perfect. But according to the dinim, to be mekayim a previous neder, or to say aneinu, at least according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says you can do it in Shomei Tefillah, because lemaisa you're still fasting. But anyways, in order to get the din of a tainus yom, apparently there also seems to be a difference in the koach of the tainus. If you do a tainus, if you do it properly for a full day, versus improperly without a Kabbalah, or we're about to learn about Ta'anit Sha'ot, you just do it for a number of hours. It seems to be, whatever the Tainus is for, it doesn't have the same Koach if you do it according to the rules and regulations, like always. So, anyways, so why can't you just start it from the morning? I mean, why can't you just do the Kabbalah at night for the morning? You're not fasting till the morning. Because every day starts at night. So really, when you are accepting, when a person makes a tainus for a yom, it's called a yom tainus, the whole day. So when you're making a tainus for the yom, really that yom starts at night. Really the tainus, in essence, does start at night, the yom tainus. And therefore it has to be done before sunset or before tzeis. It has to be done before the night, because the night is the beginning of the day. Just before, practically speaking, usually we don't really do much at the nighttime, because we know that a standard tainus is only for the daytime. So you're allowed to eat lachadchila. There might be issues of, we'll see, maybe for meat and milk, but... So we're going to... That was an example I was about to say and we're about to get. So, for example, if you accept upon yourself, I'll give you two quick examples. If you accept yourself a tainus for a particular day, you could specify you're going to start already from the night. So you could have a night where it's shayach, or like Rav Moshe mentioned, that even if a regular case, once you go to sleep at nighttime, Shinas Keva, we're about to read that, and then you wake up 3-4 in the morning, like you always do, to go learn and to go to Nates. So when you get up early in the morning, it's still 100% nighttime. I mean, in that case. In a case where a person wakes up, it's still 100% nighttime. You're way before Alos HaShachar, right? It's already usher in the middle of the night to eat. Because we see even the Maisa where the nighttime is already your Chayiv and Atainus. So that's the intro for today. So now we will get to Tet. Okay. Tet. Kibra Allah vitanas lamachar vitaneh. A person accepted upon himself to fast for tomorrow. So you did. Right? So the day before the fast, you accepted it properly. Then you fasted all the next day. And now, after the regular fast, you kept it. Now there's the next night. And now you're like, hey, this is going great. I want to fast again. So you want to fast at night. So even though you fast that whole night, you don't have dinner after the fast. And you go to sleep. You didn't eat at night. And now you're fasting 2 days in a row. So it's a day, night, and a day. But you only accepted the Kabbalah for one day before the first day that you fasted. So then, the second day that you fasted is not a tainus. And that's probably where the Gemara would say, in one of those cases, you'll see a couple of cases in the Gemara, it says, and if you didn't do it according to the rules, nikra chote, because you didn't really accomplish what you were trying to accomplish. And now you can't learn, you can't sleep, you can't work. I mean, you can sleep. Can't learn, you can't work, you can't function. So you ended up fasting for nothing. So eino tainis mipnei shelo kiblu alav ba'od yom. It only counts as a proper fast if you accept it from beforehand. Now, also it depends. Obviously, it could still be a good thing if you're doing it for tshuva and it's helping you do tshuva, v'chule. But in general, that's the idea. Okay. Fine, let's go on. Just an interesting thing, you know, maybe I'll say it after the next halacha. Let's read Yud first, so then you'll understand the Tet better. Yud. Mitane adam ta'anit sha'ot. A person could fast for ta'anit sha'ot. Okay, it's not called ta'anit yom, it's called ta'anit sha'ot. Right? It's not going to help you to fulfill a neder when you said, I'm going to do a ta'anit yom. It's not going to have the same dinim, but let's see. V'hu shelo yochal kol hayom. So again, it happens to be a whole machlokas how to understand what a ta'anit sha'ot is. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's clear. In order to fast and be called a ta'anit sha'ot, you still have to fast the entire day. Okay, 12 hours, whatever it is, the whole day. So what is ta'anit sha'ot if you're fasting all day long? So two opinions. Ketzad, so the first one is Stam. Hare, Shahaya Tarud Bechafetzav Mitasek Bitzrachav Velo Achal Ad Chatzi Hayom O Ad Teisha Sha'ot. So, you didn't do a Kabbalah the day before, you weren't planning on fasting the day before. But now you're fasting, half the day goes by, three quarters of the day go by, right? Chatzot, or 9 hours, ninth hour. And now you realize, whoa, I've been fasting all day, and I'm doing fine. And you decide now I'm going to accept upon myself. You do a proper Kabbalah. Right. Mashma afilu, even just in your mind. But not that you're fasting. It has to be like you're saying the words, or in your mind, your mind is saying the words that I'm accepting upon myself. So then, you accept upon yourself to fast for the remaining hours of the afternoon, whether it's 6, 3, 2, whatever it is. So then, what happens? Hareze mitane, so now that you made a Kabbalah, you have to fast. Otam sha'ot, umitpalel behem anenu. And you do say anenu in the Shomea Tefillah for when you daven mincha in the last couple hours. Shahare, why? It's good enough for anenu. Kibo alav atainis kodem sha'ot atanit, because you accepted upon, you did do a Kabbalah. That's a Kabbalah only for a few hours, but a Kabbalah for a few hours is good enough for at least anenu.
Even though the Kabbalah was on that day.
Yeah, even though it was done that day, exactly. Now, v'yesh omrim, The exact opposite of what we just said. No. If it was done the same day, it's not okay. Shagam ze ta'anit she'od v'tzarik she'kablenu alav me'etmol. The other opinion holds, as the Yesh Omrim, not the Stam, that you have to accept upon the self with the proper Kabbalah during Mincha the day before. So then, how is that not a ta'anit yom? How is that ta'anit she'od? Because what did you do the Kabbalah on? You only accept upon yourself to fast half a day. The Kabbalah wasn't for a whole day, it was a half a day. But then once the half the day went by and it was so easy, you decided, or it's so important for you, you decided to continue. Or you accept upon yourself the Kabbalah was to fast only in the afternoon and you're going to eat in the morning. But in the morning you woke up and said, you know what, I don't want to eat breakfast. And you didn't end up eating in the morning. This is a ta'anit sha'ot. Okay, so just to point out, Machloket Achronim, the Magen Avraham says, if you were going to accept a Kabbalah at nighttime, I mean, his logic makes sense, it's pretty easy to understand. If you do a Kabbalah at nighttime, of course we learn a Kabbalah at nighttime doesn't work for a Kabbalah for Ta'anit Yom, but it says of course it'll work for Ta'anit Sha'ot. That's according to the first Stam opinion, which is the main Ikra Halacha opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, you could even do the Kabbalah in the day itself. The second opinion says it has to be done the day before. But anyways, but not everyone agrees with the Magen Avraham. Okay, let's go on to Yud, and we read it. So let's go on to... Yud Aleph. Im kibel alav atainis ad chatzi hayom ve'achal acharkach. So you accept upon yourself to fast up until half the day, and then you decide to eat. O she'achal chatzi hayom ve'kibel alav tarim misham ve'elach. Or you ate half the day, and now you want to fast the rest of the half with, like, you do a Kabbalah in the middle of the day when you already ate all morning. Eino nikra ta'anit litpalel anenu. That's not called a ta'anit sha'ot. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And it's not, and you can't say anenu because you already ate all morning. That doesn't help. Again, according to him, ta'anit sha'ot has to be when you fast all day, all 12 hours. Just the question is, when do you do the Kabbalah? And what the Kabbalah was for? Okay, aval, since in the middle of the day, you ate already. Half all morning you were eating. Now in the middle of the day, you make a Kabbalah. I'm going to fast the remaining 6 hours. So what happens? It doesn't count as a tainus, sha'ot. You can't say anenu. Aval nikra ta'anit linyan shetzarich lahashlim nidra. But it is called a ta'anit in the sense that now you do have to fast for all those hours. It doesn't have it's not called a ta'anit sha'ot for whatever it's, for whatever the koach of the day, the koach of the tainus, or for saying anenu, but you do it, but it's still a ta'anit for hours. You can say it in English, you can't say it in Hebrew, because it's not a ta'anit sha'ot per se, but it is a ta'anit for those number of hours. Because you basically made a neder. That's okay. So now let's go to Yud Bet. Ta'anit she'gozri malat zibor. So any time that Sibor makes a tainus, and they say, the Rabbanim, the Beis Din of the city decides, okay, we're making a tainus for the whole Sibor. So then, Ein ko yachid tzarich lekablo b'tfilas mincha. Since it's the koach of the Beis Din, or the Sibor, is more powerful than the yachid, and therefore, they can decide for everybody else. Basically, their takana is the Kabbalah, accomplishes the same thing. And each individual person does not need to do any kind of a Kabbalah ahead of beforehand in the mincha before. Al shaliach tzibur machri zatanit verehu mekubal. All you need is the shaliach tzibur to make the announcement, and that's all that's needed. Some say that only applies to Eretz Yisrael, that they have this power where they have this nasi. Lefishik zirato kayemet al kol Yisrael. Because when you have a nasi, he can make the gzera for everybody. Aval bechutz la'aretz, you can call it tzibur, the kabbalah al atzman. And in chutz la'aretz, we don't have this nasi, So therefore, everyone should accept it upon themselves, like, even though the tzibur, the beis din, is machris, each individual person should also, in order to have its full effect, should say, should do this Kabbalah in their private Shmona Esrei of Mincha. Ki yachidim shekol echad mekaba al atzmo, as if, like any normal yachidim who does it. I think we'll stop. Fine. Stop. Stop. All right.
Finished.
Want to do one more?
Yeah.
Fine. Yud Gimel. Sorry. Yesh mi shomer shemi shenadar v'yamar im lo elach l'makom ploni eishev betaynis. If a person says, person makes some kind of a neder, and he says, if I don't go somewhere, or if I do go somewhere, whatever he says, it's something that's optional, and then he says, based on that, I'm going to have to be in a taynis. If I fulfill my tnai, it's a devar reshut. Minachar shema shehit nehu devar reshut. He made it up, whatever he wants to do. It's not a mitzvah to do these things. So then, have asmachta. It only has a divin of an asmachta. And therefore, he's not chayev. It's not a full neder. You're not chayev to keep your word. You can eat. Perush. Sheadam somech bedaito sheyuchol la'aso devar echad v'asmach zehu no deru mitchayev bedavar ma. It's when a person, what it means over here, it means a person relies that he's going to fulfill his thing. It's optional. He knows he doesn't have to. He believes he's going to do it. So that's why he's making this ki'ilu neder to be in a tainus. But he himself in the back of his mind knows that, wait a second, if I can't fulfill it, I don't really want to do this tainus. So that's not really what I had in mind. So therefore, you don't have to keep it. Doesn't count, exactly. Aval. Now, Mishnah Berurah points out that one should be machmir, but as many achronim argue. But okay. Aval, im amar im lo esa mitzvah plonit, eishev betaynis. But if a person says, if I don't do a particular mitzvah, then I'm going to sit in a taynis. V'chedi amar im atzileni Hashem mitzara o im yatzliach darki. So again, we have a couple of psukim Tanakh where if you make a deal with the Kaddish Baruch Hu that to be matzliach or to save me, so then lo have asmachta. We don't call that an asmachta where you're just relying on yourself and you have full control. And in these cases, since it's a mitzvah, you make a deal with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you have full gemiras das in these cases. Because we're not playing around with mitzvos, we're not playing around with the Kaddish Baruch Hu and being, I want to be saved also, I want to be matzliach. So in those cases, a person, even if he doesn't fulfill it, he had 100% gemira das, and so in those cases, for sure, it's a neder and he has to keep it.